Welcome to another episode of the AlbumReview.net podcast. I'm Greg Potters. As the 1940s ended and the 1950s began, music was becoming more popular than it ever had, especially in the United Kingdom and the United States. Big band music was morphing and musicians were becoming more creative, developing a kind of music that would eventually be called jazz. As the 1950s turned into the 1960s, jazz music expanded, but music as a whole started to get a lot more complex in certain ways. And in other ways, it continued to be more radio-friendly to appeal more to the masses. No one can forget the birth of rock and roll as Elvis Presley hit the scene in the 1950s and dominated for at least a decade. Later in the 1960s, rock and roll would certainly mature. Artists like the Beatles, The Who, Jimi Hendrix, and others would soar to the top of the pop charts. Eventually, music took several different turns and gave birth to a bunch of different genres. This continued in the 1970s. However, music was more infused with what would later be called jazz fusion. Rock and roll, of course, got harder. Disco was the next big craze, and it was clear music was morphing and becoming more multifaceted. But what many who were living during that decade may remember was that there was another genre brewing. It was an underground genre, and it had everything to do with teenage and youth rebellion. It was called punk. In this episode, I will review what is, in my opinion, the first and the greatest punk rock record of all time, 1977's Nevermind the Bollocks by the Sex Pistols. Here it is. In order to conduct a wider range of reviews, I felt the need to analyze and provide feedback on what many in the music industry, musicians and executives, have called the greatest punk rock album of all time. For many, this is debatable. My intention here is to get you thinking, and if I can help it, get you to either agree or disagree. But at the very least, I want to spark your curiosity. Nevermind the Bollocks is the only studio album ever released by the Sex Pistols. In fact, its full title is Nevermind the Bollocks, Here Are the Sex Pistols. Recorded from early to late 1977 in London with producer Chris Thomas, Thomas's additional fame includes mixing duties on Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and an instrumental role on the Beatles' White Album. I can remember being a 13-year-old walking through Cambridge and Boston, moving from record store to record store. I was obsessed with discovering new music. In those days, I was most attracted to album covers. The artwork played a crucial part in my decision-making process, whether I would buy the album or not. Most 13-year-old kids do not have a lot of money to their name, well, most of them. Therefore, I had to be careful with my choices. And I picked this album out of a bin at a small underground record store in Harvard Square, asked the store owner if it was any good, he just nodded, and that was all I needed. The punk music scene is a very interesting scene to me. As a musician, I tended to find punk music basic, uncomplicated in its true form, and honestly, pretty straightforward. 3 chords to each song, what else do you need? But when you dig deeper, many realize that there's much more to this music. On the surface, you hear what sounds like a straightforward bass line playing underneath a choppy guitar riff on top of a drum line that sounds like the sky is falling. There are certain other classic punk albums you could argue stand the test of time, but the reason I picked Nevermind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols is because it was the very first punk album that I had purchased or heard. The album starts out with a sound similar to soldiers marching in unison. It reminds me of an army preparing for battle. As the opening track, Holidays in the Sun, starts, the bass drum enters to match the marching beat. You're then quickly hit in the head by the lead riff. This riff makes you feel like you've been shot out of a cannon. And all of a sudden, you're transformed into this other person. You find yourself thinking, so this is punk, huh? Okay, I'm in. Punk to me is all about shock. It's all about squeezing in as much pain, joy, and aggression into 2 minutes and 38 seconds of songwriting. Attitude is certainly on display in this album. Songs like Bodies, No Feelings, Problems, and Liar follow suit as they present a fast, to-the-point verse that segues into a chorus. And this chorus gets every first-time and long-time listener to sing along. Imagine driving in a race car, curving around tight street corners. You jerk the wheel quickly as your Ferrari takes that turn you didn't know was there. It's delicate, it's terrifying, and at the exact same time, it's crazy. As you straighten the wheel, it's nothing but wide road in front of you. The chorus takes you the rest of the way to the end of the song. Lead singer Johnny Rotten has a very outspoken, rebellious image and singing voice. The Pistols would likely not have achieved as much success, in my opinion, without Rotten leading the charge on vocals. At times, Rotten sounds as if he's yelling, whining, or singing all at the same time. To me, Johnny Rotten's voice definitely defines punk rock, never forgetting to include his thick British accent into every vocal. Most British singers sing in American accents, and you can hear them in an interview. And your reaction is, oh, he's British? Yeah, but not Johnny Rotten.
I'm Greg Potters with AlbumReview.net. Are you looking to start your own podcast? I can save you a ton of time and money by helping you launch, publish, and grow your podcast. So this includes things like finding the equipment, the software, and tips and tricks that are gonna be right for you and your budget. Also, if you're looking for things like editors, designers, or you just want to find out what the best platform to use is, that's what I do. So you can find me at albumreview.net or message me directly at gpotters@albumreview.net. Guitarist Steve Jones carries this album, adding punk riffs that jump out of the speakers onto the top of your epidermis, then slowly but surely seep their way into your body. From the opening song to the famous Anarchy in the UK and God Save the Queen, Steve Jones's guitar leads you through rebellion after rebellion, song after song, protest after protest. Coincidentally, Jones reportedly had only been playing guitar for 3 months when the Sex Pistols recorded Nevermind the Bollocks. Jones not only played guitar in the album, but 90% of the bass parts as well. Arguably, the Sex Pistols' most famous member, Sid Vicious, was unable to play bass on any of the albums, with the exception of the track Bodies. Vicious was not only famous for being the poster child of punk rock, he had an extremely serious addiction to heroin, among other things. And after a world-famous arrest for the death of his then-girlfriend Nancy Spungen, Sid was never officially charged with her murder, which to this day is still unsolved. Sid died of a heroin overdose in early 1979. His legacy as a punk rock badass lived on for years, and although many said his bass playing never did. Nevermind the Bollocks closes out with EMI, which directly bashes the record company, who quickly dropped them from their label after the band's violent antics on and off stage damaged their relationships with virtually every public relations group in Europe and the United States.
It's an unlimited supply, and there is no reason why. I tell you, it was all a frame. They only did it because of fame. Who? EMI. Too many people have the sus. Too many people support us. An unlimited amount. Too many outlets in and out. Who?
Track on Bollocks fails to disappoint. At 39 minutes and 2 seconds, this album gets right to the point. The band's thrashing punk rock sound takes your head and smashes it against the wall in your bedroom, only to pick you up, clean you off, and then smash you into the wall again. Nevermind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols is representative of what it feels like to be 15, ready to stop listening to your parents and ready to be independent.
Oh, and also representative of what it feels like to put your headphones on, rip your clothes off, and go completely nuts. Thanks again for listening to this episode and my review of the Sex Pistols' 1977 album, Nevermind the Bollocks, Here Are the Sex Pistols. Like I said, this album was really the true debut of punk in my opinion. So much so that I felt it was necessary to discuss it here. Remember, if you're interested in any of the albums or the books that I've discussed in this episode or any previous episodes, go to albumreview.net and pick up a copy of your own. Listen to all my podcast album reviews at albumreview.net by clicking on the podcast tab. They can also be heard wherever podcasts are available. So please follow the show on your preferred platform so you can get regular updates on new episodes. Also, if you guys would be so kind as to pop a quick review or rate the podcast, that helps move the needle and get the word out there. I do want to hear from you, so please email me your feedback, album review requests, and any questions you might have to gpotters@albumreview.net. That's gpotters@albumreview.net. If you'd like to get regular updates on reviews, interviews, product and music news, go to the homepage and join the mailing list. Visit our YouTube page and stay tuned for updates on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. You can find me at albumreview.net. Good stuff. All right, until next time. See you later.
Take a trip down by the highway. 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 Take a trip down.